The lac operon animation demonstrated how gene expression can be regulated by an inducible system. An inducible system activates gene expression when an inducer molecule becomes abundant in the cell. The expressed genes are required to metabolize that molecule. In the lac operon, once lactose is detected, genes are activated that encode proteins responsible for cleaving lactose into glucose and galactose. This activation occurs when lactose interacts with a repressor protein that prevents gene expression. The lactose repressor interaction removes the repressor from the DNA and allows transcription to start. This animation will feature the TRP or tryptophan operon. In contrast to the lac operon, the TRP operon is a repressible system. A repressible system also involves the interaction of a metabolite with a repressor protein that controls the expression of the operon genes. For the TRP operon, when the metabolite interacts with the repressor binds the promoter region, and the genes involved with tryptophan biosynthesis are no longer expressed. This is the repression. As you can see, the primary difference between an inducible and repressible system is what happens when the effector metabolite binds to the operon repressor. The TRP operon controls the expression of 5 genes involved in the synthesis of tryptophan. The TRP operon controls the expression of 5 genes involved in the synthesis of tryptophan, an essential amino acid. The first 2 genes, TRPE and TRPD, encode 2 proteins that act together as a dimer protein. This dimer and tranilate synthase catalyzes the first step in tryptophan synthesis. The next protein in the biosynthetic pathway, indole-3-glycerol phosphate, or IGP synthase, performs the next step in the pathway. It is encoded by TRPC, the next gene in the tryptophan operon. The final protein in the pathway synthesizes tryptophan and is called tryptophan synthase. It also acts as a dimer protein and is encoded by the TRPB and TRPA genes. We'll now take a look at how repression works. When the level of tryptophan is low, the genes in the tryptophan pathway are turned on because the repressor does not bind the promoter region of the operon. As tryptophan levels increase, tryptophan binds to the repressor. This interaction changes the conformation of the repressor, allowing it to bind to the promoter region. This effectively stops the expression of the TRP genes. However, bacteria have evolved a second level of control for the expression of the operon. This process is called attenuation. With attenuation, the mRNA undergoes a structural change that prevents ribosome read-through, and translation of the genes is prevented. To better understand attenuation, we will first consider what happens when tryptophan is low. In addition to the structural genes, the operon encodes a leader sequence called TRPL. The leader is at the 5' end of the polycistronic mRNA. TRPL consists of 4 regions, numbered 1 through 4. Because of their sequences, regions 1 and 2, 2 and 3, and 3 and 4 can form hairpins. It is the formation of these hairpins that is at the heart of attenuation. The beginning of the leader sequences encodes a small protein. It contains 2 adjacent tryptophan codons present side by side in region 1 of the mRNA. The beginning of the leader sequences encodes a small protein. It contains 2 adjacent tryptophan codons side by side in region 1 of the mRNA. Because tryptophan levels are low, the ribosome stalls on the first tryptophan codon because there is not enough tryptophan to complete the translation of the leader protein. This allows regions 2 and 3 to form a hairpin. The formation of this hairpin allows translation of the operon proteins. Attenuation, the second level of control, occurs when regions 3 and 4 form a hairpin. When tryptophan levels are high, The ribosome can translate through region 1. The ribosome then quickly covers region 2. This favors the formation of the 3 and 4 hairpin. This hairpin prevents the ribosome from continuing translation. This is the attenuation of translation. We have now shown that for the TRP operon, gene expression is controlled at 2 levels. The first level controls the actual transcription of the mRNA. This is accomplished by the repression of gene expression. The second level is further downstream and controls the attenuation of translation. Together, these two control mechanisms ensure that the cell has a sufficient, but not overabundant, supply of the important amino acid, tryptophan.